Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin. On the 21st of September, Donald Trump, Moon and Abe meet, yes, of course, to discuss North Korea. Google is close to buying HTC assets to bolster its hardware. The Pixel wasn't a great success, but they're hoping that the HTC acquisition will help them make better phones. Hurricane Maria destroyed Puerto Rico, and an earthquake in Mexico killed 217 people. Last piece on the news is pretty hilarious. Aadhaar card is made mandatory to gain an entry into Hyderabad pubs, can you believe? First piece on the news is Donald Trump, Moon and Abe meet. The US, South Korean and Japanese leaders will convene on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly to discuss North Korea's nuclear program. The trilateral meeting comes on the heels of Trump's bombastic remarks yesterday. In fact, he addressed Kim Jong-un as a rocket man. He said that there's almost going to be a possibility of him going all out, attacking North Korea with missiles, and give it the treatment that it gives everybody else. Shinzo Abe is on board with that decision, but South Korean president has actually ruled out military action, so he's the odd one out amongst the three. He's hoping for negotiations to strike the deal. But Donald Trump and Shinzo Abe are all about firing right now. HTC reveals its big news. Google is rumored to be acquiring assets from its troubled Taiwanese smartphone maker in a bid to beef up its hardware unit. A move that would boost its gadget sales and allow it to better compete with Apple. That's right, HTC has suspended trading, in fact, in its new shares ahead of the announcement. So yes, the deal's almost through. I'm just waiting for that final announcement. Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico. The entire Caribbean island lost power after the Category 4 storm made landfall with sustained winds of 250 kilometers per hour. It is the strongest hurricane to hit the US territory since 1928. Maria's eye is set to pass over the Dominican Republic and Bahamas next, and is forecast to remain a dangerous major hurricane through Friday. Other troubling news is Mexico earthquake, which causes a death toll of 217. The death toll from the 7.1 magnitude earthquake, which struck central Mexico on Tuesday, has risen to at least 217, including 21 children who died at an elementary school after its building partially collapsed. The earthquake, which prompted more than 11 aftershocks, was one of the most powerful earthquakes since the one that hit Mexico in 1985, killing 5,000 people. So yes, scenes are not good in Mexico. There's a lot of relief that's flowing in, but the death toll is only rising. Last piece on the news is really funny. Aadhaar card is made mandatory to gain entry into Hyderabad pubs. Yes, Telangana government has made it mandatory for Aadhaar cards to be shown as identification proof by Hyderabad residents to gain entry into pubs. Those under 21 years of age will reportedly not be allowed to enter the pubs. This comes after the investigation into a 17-year-old girl's murder revealed that the victim was served alcohol by a Hyderabad hotel. Okay, that's the basis. I'm not too sure if this is a good decision. There will be a lot of critique that will be flowing in. We cover this, the follow-up of how this has been responded to in tomorrow's edition. In the meanwhile, you guys have a great day ahead. On the 21st of September, I'm leaving you with a good old Traces of Time by Fick Flack. See you tomorrow, same time.